What's up, y'all? This is Mona, and this is the very first numero uno, the very first recording for Mona Talks. And it came about me being nosy, scrolling on Facebook, and seeing all these memes about Valentine's Day. And I've never, ever, ever celebrated Valentine's Day. I ain't gonna tell you how old I am because I'm feeling a little bad if I do that. But 28. Anyways, I've never celebrated Valentine's Day, but I have been out on a nice date. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I've been out on one nice date and I've been out on one horrible date. And it's so crazy if you only knew the specifics of these dates. So guess what? I'm finna tell it all. My very first date in 2014, 24 years old. 24 years old, and that was my very first date. 24. I'm sorry, let me speak a little more proper. 24. And I went on my first date. So, if you must know, it was with a girl. Mind you, I consider myself to be straight, I assume. Anyways, it was with a girl, and she asked me out at work, and she was a stud. She, you know, she looked almost like a dude. If I didn't see her breasts, I would have swore she was a whole Negro. So she asked me out, and it was at a time in my life where I had broke up with my daughter's father, and I was just feeling real low and real down, and when I seen her face, I knew that everything was gonna be all right. So she asked me out, and I said yes, and we set the date and everything. She planned the specifics and all that. All I had to do was say yes, I'll go out on the date, which was what I did. Hell yeah, I'll go. Hell, I was hungry at the time when she asked me. I could have went right then and there. But anyways, so, you know, I was all excited and everything because I have some attention on me, so I don't feel so bad, you know, after going through what I just went through with this man. So the date comes for the date. The date comes for the date. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The date came, and she picked me up. She came and knocked on my door. She didn't send a text message that said I'm outside or any of that. She came and knocked on my door and walked me to her car, opened my car door. And as she opens the door, there's this big bouquet of flowers on the seat. You hear me? A nice bouquet of flowers on the seat. So I'm feeling all special. I'm like, for me? Flowers. I was excited. Like, y'all just don't understand. I felt important that day. So, I get in the car. You know, I said thank you for the flowers and all that. I was trying to keep it cool. So, I was just like, thank you so much. But in my mind, I was like, bitch, thank you. Oh, thank you. So, I played it cool. I did good. Y'all would have been proud of me. So, I get in the car and she closes the door. And she gets in and we, you know, take the drive. And I think we went to, where did we go? One of those places that's not cheap that I ain't ever went because I'm cheap. One of them. I don't know which one it was, but it wasn't cheap. Anyways, we get there and she opens my door, opens the car door, you know, the door to the restaurant. Any door you could think of, she opened. If I had to go to the bathroom, she probably would have opened the bathroom door and the stall. You hear me? She was just that much of a gentleman, a gentlewoman, whatever y'all want to say. But the date went so nice. We ordered and we talked and, you know, had a conversation about this being my first time on a date with a woman. And, you know, we just had a nice conversation. And then after we got finished eating, she asked me, did I want dessert? Typically, somebody is like, you know, no, thank you, we done. Or at least that's what I've seen in movies because this was my first date. So, we ordered dessert. Little ice cream, little brownie, little sprinkly, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it was really nice. And when we left and she drove me back home, she walked me up to my front door and kissed my hand and made sure I got in safe and told me that she would let me know when she made it home so I could, you know, make sure she got home safe. And that was literally my first date, and it was memorable to the point where I'm still like, somebody bought me flowers. Even though it's so small, it's something so small, but it's such a simple gesture. And especially me being so simple, she could have went to Dollar Tree and got some of them little fake rose petals and had them in the car, and I would have been like, ooh, I feel so specialous. Yes, I feel specialous. But that's besides the point. Don't tell nobody else that. But anyways, that was my best date. So to this day, and what, 4 years later, that was my best date. She doesn't know that, but it was my best date. And the reason it didn't work out between us is because when it got down to the nitty gritty and it was time to, you know, take our purses and put our purses together and put my change in her purse and her change in my purse, I couldn't touch her purse. I couldn't take no change out of her purse. I couldn't even look in the purse. I could not open the purse. So that's how I realized that I was not bisexual. And I think I hurt her feelings. I feel kind of bad about that. If you listening to this, I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. But that food was at that restaurant was real good. Anyways, so that's why it didn't work out between me and her. Now, fast forward 4 years later, about last night, I was asked out on a date previously, to the date, of course. And I said yes. This particular person is a guy, and he is African, but he is in my area for school. So I'm open to different nationalities. I'm okay with that. You know, I'm open to, you know, finding happiness outside of a regular black person, so to speak, or however, y'all know what I'm talking about. So he asked me out and I said yes, and I gave him my address and all of that good stuff. So he told me he was on the way. He texted me and told me he was on the way. And as he gets outside, he calls me and he lets me know that he's outside. So I'm like, okay, you're outside. He's like, so you want me to come in? I'm just like, well, you can come to the door and, you know, I can meet you at the door and I guess we can go to the car. So he comes to my front door and I open the door and we hug. And he was a nice looking fella. Nice, as my grandma says, he was a handsome fella. He was a good looking little African supplement, you hear me? So I lock my door and everything, and we go walk to his car, and the man got in his car before I did. He getting in the car, I'm walking around the front of the car to go to the passenger. He already in the car. The car damn near in reverse, and I still ain't got in the car. So I jumps in the car because I think it's going to start rolling backwards and I'm going to start rolling backwards too. So I hurry up and jump in the car and he's driving. He is speeding, pushing on brakes because he riding on the ass of cars. I was scared for my life. We rolled past North Florida, which is the hospital that I go to when something is wrong with me. And I almost asked him to pull over and drop me off over there so I would be safe. I know I'm going to be safe. Let me get the hell up out of this Fiat. So, I ain't do that, though. I was good. So, we get to Applebee's. And I'm not even saying Applebee's in a negative way. Because, I like Applebee's. You know, that 2 for $20 is real good when you want a budget and everything. So I wasn't complaining. I wasn't complaining at all. So we get to Applebee's and I get out the car by myself, you know, on my own. He got out the car and we walk up to the door. He did open the restaurant door for me. But seeing as though he didn't do nothing else, I was about to open the restaurant door my damn self. I didn't know if I should open it, close it. I was damn near playing hopscotch with the door. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I was just standing there. Should I not? I don't know. So he finally opens the door and we go in and we sit and everything. Mind you, he's an African guy, so, you know, African customs might be different from American customs. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're different from American customs, but I didn't know what the African customs were. I should have Googled what are African customs ? Before this date. I should have, and I might have been a little better, but anyways, we're there, and the waitress, she comes up and she takes our orders, and her hair was really pretty. So I complimented her on her hair, and she was like, well, this is a wig. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a wig too. She was like, I make wigs. So we having a whole conversation about, you know, making wigs, and she leaves me her number. And I apologized because, you know, I started a conversation with the waitress, but he didn't know what we were talking about. So he was like, I'm confused. Baby, what are you talking about? And I'm like, who are you talking to? He said, baby, I'm talking to you. No. Back up off that. But I explained to him what we were talking about. I said, she said that she had on a wig. It was a wig. See the wig? We could pull the wig up and take the wig off. And then he understood, you know, what I was talking about. So, we're talking. I don't know what the hell he's saying half the time. I'm trying to read lips. I'm trying to decipher the accent. And it was really hard. And he was getting a little frustrated. But I was, you know, I was trying to go with it. So I take out my phone. Because, you know, everybody takes selfies, you know. And he could have gotten my selfie. I did let him get in my selfie and everything. And then I made a little recording. And this man in the recording busts out and says, this is my baby, me love her so much, and blah, blah, blah. You what? One more time for me in the back, because I don't think I heard that quite right. This man say, I'm his baby, and he love me so much. So, in that moment, I knew I probably was going to have to change my residence, change my phone number, change, you know what, I might need to go to the Social Security office and see if I can get me a new number. I need a whole new identity, because somehow, within 5 minutes of him walking up to my door and not opening my car door and trying to kill me on the way to Applebee's, he fell in love. Now, I don't know who came up with this way of falling in love, but y'all could have called me and told me before I went on this date. Y'all should have told me something, but no, y'all ain't want to tell me nothing. So I ended up with a little stalker problem, and yeah, that was my second date, and that was my worst date. And look, he just texted me. Isn't that something? So is it just me? Has anybody else went out with an African or a girl? Like, is there a difference? Did the girl treat you better on the date than the man did? Do y'all have any, you know, good dates and bad dates? Somebody let me know. I can't be the only one experiencing this stuff. Hit me up. I don't know however y'all hit me up. This is my first time doing a podcast episode. So however y'all contact me, please. I'm on Instagram as O_Mona. And by O, I mean O-H. @_Mona, M-O-N-A. A is two A's. And by two A's, I mean A-A. You know them double A batteries. Don't play. So, yeah. Instagram, @O_Mona. Message me on here if you can message me on here, however that go. But y'all let me know. Seriously, I know I cannot be the only one going through this. Let me know y'all best and worst dates, and we can talk about this some more. Because I know, listen, if y'all could have seen my face on this date with this man. Never again. But anyways, y'all, for real, hit me up. Let me know what y'all best and worst dates were. Hell, if you've been out with a girl, if you're LGBT, LMF, PQRS, whatever it is, I don't care. I want to know. I want to hear. Hit me up. Later.